Hi, this is Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. If you're looking for up-to-date market information for cattle, lamb, wool, crops, and regional hay prices, the Roundup and its markets page is all you need. Also, the Roundup has a detailed weekly market results from 5 area auction barns. To subscribe to the Roundup, please call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, mm-hmm. for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Going to play him forever.
Still getting her done.
He's still getting her done, and will continue to do so on Cow Radio.
Absolutely.
Just as long as we're still getting her done.
As long as we're getting her done. Yeah.
And that some days it's questionable. All right. Anyway, let's have some music, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Once again, the voice. Bill Barwick is riding along with us when cowboys didn't dance.
700 head of cattle on an old forgotten trail. 6 cowboys and 1 old man and another day of hell. Chuck wagon lagging behind from the strain of a broken wheel. The only thing to look forward to was a campfire and a meal. Sleep beneath an open sky with just the stars above their heads. Saddle for a pillow and sagebrush for a bed. Waking up tomorrow was merely done by chance. Back when the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. When cowboys didn't dance, didn't wear designer shirts. Their hearts were filled with memories and their bodies filled with hurt. They'd sit around the campfire and exchange a piercing glance. Back when the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. More coffee from an old tin cup, more sweat upon the brow. Another day chasing that same old lonely cow. With every new horizon began a brand new day. 1,300 miles to go as they slowly made their way across the plains of Texas, through the Colorado snow. Final destination, Blackfoot, Idaho. When cowboys didn't dance, didn't wear designer shirts. Hearts were filled with memories and their bodies filled with hurt. They'd sit around the campfire and exchange a piercing glance. Back when the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. 700 head of cattle on an old forgotten trail. 5 cowboys and 1 old man in another day of hell.
Well, I think that's every day for us when cowboys don't dance.
Yeah, I still don't dance.
There's just some things you shouldn't do.
I might tap my toe.
And some things you can't unsee. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
What'd you say about the beach?
Beach, yeah. All right. I'm at number three on the beach.
That's right.
Solid 10 in Walmart. There you go. All right. Things you just don't see anymore.
No. And there's a lot of those things.
There is.
And it's kind of sad to think about.
You know, it is. I think about Mom's old butter churn that's sitting on top of her wood-burning kitchen stove.
Yeah.
Two things right there.
Yeah.
The wood-burning kitchen stove. Yeah. And the butter churn.
The butter churn.
We use the butter churn quite frequently.
Yes.
When your cows are fresh.
Yes.
We use the butter churn.
That's right.
Yeah. when your milk cows aren't fresh, we don't use
not
the
so
butter
much.
Churn.
Yeah, yeah, not so much. Yeah.
Well, sitting on top of that also is an applesauce press.
Yes.
Applesauce maker.
Yes.
And it's hard to explain what those are if you've never seen one.
If you've never seen one,
yep.
Yeah.
It's an upside-down cone with like a sieve.
Sieve, yeah. With some...
Yep.
Yeah.
And a wooden handled
crankety-crank
type thing.
Crankety-crank, back her up.
Right. Yeah. You don't see those anymore.
No, you really don't.
Well, yeah. And when our
I've got one.
Well, when our kids were little, we used it all the time.
We yep. still do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Jacqueline uses the blender now.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I don't think she uses that anymore.
Yeah, but. We did applesauce, you know, this fall.
Yeah.
Last fall. And,
Yeah. We did too.
Cranked her out.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Didn't use the applesauce
press. No. Yeah. Yep. Used the. Used the old the new brand blender.
The new blender. Newest yeah. blender. Yeah. Yeah.
So you just don't see things like that.
Yeah, you really don't. And we talked a little earlier about a metal dashboard. Do we even know what a dashboard is anymore? It's a control center.
Right. What's a glove box?
What's a glove box?
Do you have a glove box anymore? Well, you still do, but it's just for throwing trash in. And
exactly.
Manuals and, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't keep gloves in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Dad kept his snake charmer in his glove box.
Yeah.
And you'd never touched that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Did you even look at it?
A little 22 revolver pistol.
Yeah.
And that summer gun would make you go deaf.
It had a bark.
Holy cow. If you didn't.
It was just a little long rifle 22.
Yeah.
You know, American Arms, I think it was.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Speaking of a snake charmer, I was thinking of a snake bite kit.
What? There was one of those in there, too.
There was one of those in there as well. Actually, Mom had a real snake bite kit in her first aid kit.
That's right.
Had a little suction thing that you were supposed to suck the poison
That's
out with.
That's a fact.
I think they had too many people just do something wrong.
Stupid
things with a snake bite kit, so they quit making them.
It's that common sense thing.
It's so common anymore.
Yeah,
yep.
Ain't so common.
Let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Ooh, what you got?
You know, sometimes I wonder if they'll write songs about us.
I can't imagine anyone being interested enough to write a song about me. But perhaps that's what Loving and Goodnight thought. A Charlie M. Russell sunset hung suspended in the sky as I watched my horses grazing with my cow dog standing by. I hummed a cowboy melody, a tune without frills or fuss. And I wondered if years from now will they write any songs about us. They wrote songs about stampedes on Loving and Goodnight's trail, and ballads of wild banditos and outlaws escaped from jail. But because we're not famous, it's enough to make you cuss. I guess they won't write poetry or sing any songs about us. It's not right to seek for glory, for the riches or for fame, but I still can't help but to think that we're special all the same. Our lives aren't as exciting as McMurtry's, Woodrow, and Gus, but it wouldn't be all that bad if they wrote a few songs about us. But we don't chase the wild horses, nor dance with St. Elmo's fire. We just dance with post hole diggers and chase after strands of wire. Those things aren't as romantic as trailing longhorns through the dust. So it don't seem very likely that they'll write any songs about us. The great cattle drives have vanished. Now we drive our stock in trucks. Gone are the days of the drovers, and now drivers are the crux. These days, we simply do our jobs as modern cowboys, and thus, we just shoe, we hay, and we ride, and no one sings songs about us. We just hold fast to our beliefs, to fortune we say so long, because this is where healing begins, and this is where we belong. I guess it don't really matter. There's nothing left to discuss. I'm sure we'll be gone by the time they write any songs about us. When
Yeah, I don't think we're right. We're worth writing songs about.
It's not song worthy.
Nah, I don't think we're song worthy. Nah. Yeah, true story. Hey, but how about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, yeah, this again.
Yeah, who's riding along
with Wyoming's
us?
Own Chris Ledoux.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, what's he singing this
Buffalo Grass.
Very nice.
It's been 45 days since the snows have begun. I stare at the fire and long for the sun as the bitter winds blow through the mouth of the pass. I sit here and dream of the buffalo grass. The ponies are shaggy, their coats have grown long. With their heads down, they huddle together as one. At the window, my breath forms a mist on the glass. I patiently wait for the buffalo grass. The seasons still turn and the prairies still yearn for those who were here long ago. The Sioux have all gone and the bison moved on. And soon I will follow them home. Molly passed in September and left me alone. Now my heart is as heavy and round as a stone, and too many years have gone by too fast. And I long for the feel of the buffalo grass. Animals sleep as the world holds its breath. The woods are as still and as silent as death. When the mountain streams flow, spring will follow at last. And the wind will blow free through the buffalo grass. The seasons still turn and the prairies still yearn for those who were here long ago. The Sioux have all gone and the bison moved on. Soon I will follow them home. The geese will return as a symbol of change. Elk will be foraging out on the range. Once again, nature's palette will color the pass. And I will find peace in the buffalo grass. Yes, I will find peace.
Song, always have.
Yep,
is a dandy. Yeah,
certainly.
Jenny Lynn, who's singing at the end, she sings that song.
She ooh.
And she learned it from Cal Radio.
Is that right?
First time we ever played it.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.